Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Tim Kelly does a good job with the run game, him and Carm, finding plays that have hurt the teams in the past, right? Looking at pass plays, some explosive runs that maybe hit the defense in the past, whether we back from when we were in Tennessee, and finding different ways to get guys out of gaps, moving pieces, whether it be post-snap or pre-snap with the tight ends or the receivers, and trying to get some eye candy with you. Post-snap, you know, whether it be misdirection runs or get you looking one way at, you know, puller this way, but ball goes out this way.
Patriots play caller, I guess you call him, Zach Hardcore. Because if he was called a coordinator, then I think we would get to talk to him on a rotational basis on Fridays, and we don't.
So. I'd like to petition to talk to him at least once.
I would, too.
I think we hype him up enough.
They'll never allow it.
If he's going to do press conferences, why can't he do WEEI afternoons? And I also think he's been doing a pretty good job. I think he's been thrust into a situation he didn't really expect, and I think he's done a pretty good job with it. But
well, yeah, if they sucked, we wouldn't want to talk to him.
We should have access to the contract. I want to see what it says in writing, in the small fine print of as to how, you know, just if we, you know, our circumstances would say, our, you know, we lose our coordinator, so we should be able theoretically to have someone else fill in for him.
Right, like when they change quarterbacks, we get the next quarterback.
That's
like
it.
Jacoby Brissett was the starter, then Drake May was the starter. Whoever starts is the starting quarterback.
Yeah, Andy, come on, Ken Laird. Stop celebrating your birthday and let us know what's going on, huh?
Andy's also kind of a liar because he gets to talk to his buddy more often now that there isn't a defensive coordinator in the mix.
That's true.
Hey, buddy.
And you never know. Depending on badly things go for the offensive line and the offense tonight, even McDaniels might be like, hey, why don't we mix Hardcore in? Why don't we get him on the radio with those boys?
I mean, I love this. I love football. I love
Andy Hart.
Oh, yes.
So, Zach Core, where is our confidence level with the defense, Ted Johnson, where they are at right now? Not as a totality, but with no Milton Williams and what they are actually going to field. And by extension, because you put this in our email chain.
Yeah.
Christian Gonzalez, he is supposed to be an all-pro cornerback, correct?
Yes.
He's supposed to be on the verge of, what, $140 million contract he's about to sign? Does he look like he's either of those two things right now?
You know, he doesn't. He doesn't. And I, you know, and just to go, let's just go back to the last game against the Bengals to kind of highlight my point. I did not like how the Patriots kind of ended that first half. Some of the decision-making was, I questioned, and partly it was because you gave the Bengals a chance to get 3 points right before the half. I think they started their drive deep in their own territory, 20-yard line, maybe a little bit, I think maybe 20, 25. They get a 21-yard run off the rip, and then they complete a 16-yard pass to T. Higgins, which Gonzalez, I know you don't want to give up the big play, but you also don't want him to get into field goal range. And they kicked a long field goal. That wasn't an easy field goal, but they still I didn't like the casualness and how he covered T. Higgins on that play. I thought he was a little casual guarding Mitchell against the Jets a couple weeks ago. And then when he had an opportunity to cover the four-string wide receiver for the Bengals, what was his name again?
Tinsley.
Beats him off the line of scrimmage, doesn't get a hand on him, and gets a fade route for a touchdown. I just, he doesn't seem buttoned up or doesn't seem focused or as locked in as he usually is. And I say all that to just totally kind of slam everything I just said about Kirsten Gonzalez. And the numbers don't lie, and the numbers tell you that when Christian Gonzalez is on the field, the Patriots' coverage grade is 81.2. Okay, well, what does that mean if you don't have anything to reference it to? Well, I'm going to tell you. With him off the field, the Patriots are 45.6 in their coverage grade. It's almost doubly worse when he's off the field.
Yikes.
He's allowed a 52% completion percentage in coverage this year, ranking him 11th out of 63. And he allows 6.1 yards per target allowed, ranking him 9th best. So even though it looks to our eye that maybe something's off, he's not playing good, the data would tell you that this is a much, much better team with him on it versus off. So when it comes to, you know, does he deserve money? Yes, pay him, pay him, pay him. I am, to your bigger question, am I concerned about the defense? Yes, I've always been concerned with the red zone defense continually being either last or second to last in the NFL. And their goal-to-goal defense, if you get inside the 10-yard line, you're going to score on the Patriots because every team, I think in the 10, 12 snaps that have been down there have scored touchdowns. That is a concern. And the running defense is a little bit papier-mâché-ish right now. And if you look with Milton Williams out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Out, and then you see what the Cowboys did to the Eagles running the ball.
Yep.
That clearly Milton Williams is a really good run defender, and with him out and Tonga out, I do have concerns about teams running on this team now.
And I have concerns, Fitzy, about that opening drive thing again. And I know we've talked to every guest we've had about it, and they're trying to fix it and whatever. And, mm-hmm. you know, Vrabel's even sort of indicated frustration with the questions at times as much as the issue itself. But if the Giants do that, you might have a ball game tonight. If the Giants feel good early, you might give them a reason to actually play on a cold night in Foxborough.
Yeah, and the Giants' offensive line is okay. Patriots' defensive line coming in at their most banged up, like Teddy J pointed out. And Tyrone Tracy isn't a stiff. You know, Singletary's okay, but like Tyrone Tracy is shifty enough that you may get Chase Brown vibes off of him. And if he's able to slice up the gut for a quick 5-6 or take one to the outside for 8-10-12 and keep drives going, it's how they respond after that first drive. Andy, if they give up a field goal in the opening drive, but then they give up a touchdown within the next two drives, I'll officially be concerned.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that Vrabel has pounced on with the opening drive things is we usually adjust, we usually clean it up, we usually improve from there. He'd much prefer they give up a touchdown or a score on the first drive and then tighten it up for the rest of the game than vice mm-hmm. versa. You know, be good on the first drive and get looser as the game goes on. I just think in this game in particular, with the unknown of Jackson Dart and the unknown of the Giants, Ted, I think Hoyer, when we talked to him last week, and yes, we'll talk to him about a half hour, was joking about late season NFL realities of vacation mind, like, oh yeah. You know, what could I be doing in a month and a half?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Christmas is coming. And the Giants might have that, right? It's going to be a cold night.
Yeah.
They might just start thinking about, you know, warm the buses kind of. But if they score, if they go right down the field and all of a sudden, you know, Jackson Dart hits Wandale Robinson for a touchdown over your guy, Christian Gonzalez. Let's mm-hmm. just play that out. Let's just say he beats mm-hmm. Christian Gonzalez. Don't you think that's going to inject life in everybody in a Giants uniform?
You would, yeah, yeah, it totally does. So, in being on national TV, yeah. You have new coaches, so you're kind of theoretically auditioning for next year. So there are a lot of factors that would lead you to believe that if if the Giants were to get going a little bit, that they won't let their foot off the gas. So, you know, the good thing is the Patriots have a quarterback in a system in which they can come from behind, and as they showed last week, being down 10-0, they scored 17 unanswered. But the Giants, I don't know, Jackson Dart, he's kind of a more of an emotional spark plug yep. than Flacco is, right?
So, oh, yeah.
I wonder how they'll play him. We'll ask Brian how he thinks they'll play him. He's gotten concussions this year. Do you run? A lot of his superpower is in with his legs.
Yep.
Do they not call design runs because they want to protect him, or do they turn him loose? That will be something to see, because as we've seen, the Patriots defense has struggled with mobile quarterbacks this year.
Coming up here on the top of the hour, 4 o'clock, we need to flip the script a little. That felt a little negative. Things we were worried about, concerns, what could go wrong. How about the positives? How about the opportunities at hand? If you watch the NFL this weekend, I think you can make a strong argument the New England Patriots are playing tonight to assert themselves as arguably the best team in football. And Drake May is playing to assert himself as the best quarterback in football, the lead MVP candidate. There are a lot of positives that could take place down in Foxborough tonight. We'll get to those next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.